Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I've got to get to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. We welcome in the fabulous Bart Scott, who joins us on the show this morning. NFL on CBS. You hear him on WFAN. If you're driving through New York or on the radio.com app, it doesn't matter. Bart, hello.
Good morning to you guys. What's up?
Bart, you have we're doing very well. You have a history with both of these teams, albeit with the Browns very short, obviously. But with the Jets, long and illustrious. How are you feeling going into this game?
I mean, I heard you say you'll come back to the must-win. I believe it's a must-win for not only the Cleveland Browns, but also for the Jets if they're going to have aspirations to exceed expectations. But for Cleveland, for a different reason. I believe what you guys haven't won a game in over 600 days. New regime as far as, new feel. They went all in. They made a lot of moves in the offseason to say that, you know, we're not going to be the same old Browns. I think right now Tyrod Taylor is playing for his NFL future because I don't know how he can hold off Baker Mayfield if they go, what do you guys be? 0-2.5 or 1?
We don't even know. We were trying to figure out what would mean if they won.
If they won, they'd be 1-1-1. So would that be like a 750 win percentage or something like that?
The opposite, Ken.
What's the opposite?
You look at what's going on even within the division. You know, Baltimore, laying an egg last Thursday night. All being that I believe that the advantage always goes to the home team because they don't have to travel, so they get an extra day of preparation and an extra day to recover. The Steelers look like they're in flux. It seems like Tomlin's losing control of that building. You know, they may be deciding to move on from the three Bs altogether. You know, be it that Ben could be, he can retire any time with his health. And then the Bengals, I'm not a believer in that. So if you lose today, you may have to put in Baker Mayfield to try and create a spark for your team. No Flash Gordon, a lot going on down there in Cleveland.
Bart, now, you were a guy, and the story has become famous, so you hiding out in the bathroom, and that's why I said very short, over at the facility. Now, you
so
said...
first of all, he didn't want to pay me first. That was the first mistake.
Sorry, what? I didn't hear you.
I said they didn't want to pay me first anyway. They could have took care of that by paying me first. They put all the money, I believe, to the tackles, Swartz, or somebody like that.
Oh.
You know, so they were kind of late to the party, man. I was there, but, they didn't talk to me for the third or fourth time and gave Ozzie the opportunity to come back in and put his name in the game.
Well, that's new. I kind of like that. I like hearing that, Bart. I didn't realize that part of it. But, okay, what do you think of the Browns organization? Because you said same old Browns, and we've talked about, you got new players in there. They don't know. Yeah, but you got veterans who are around the NFL who've joined. There is a perception of the Browns that they have to change, and the only way they can do it with winning, because talking, I don't know if anybody around the league is actually listening to that, Bart.
I think they made some winning moves. I think what really hurt them is losing Joe Thomas. I believe if Joe Thomas would have decided to stay another year, I think this team would have took off like a rocket ship because, he's just such a dominant player. He would have afforded, whatever quarterback was behind him, so much time and so much trust to be able to really push the ball down the field. And, it's a weird dynamic, right? Because I'm a huge fan of Hugh. I believe that, he can get it turned around. I just don't know if they don't win this year, if it's not a significant change, if he's going to get another opportunity. Especially, it's always tough when you have a former head coach that's hovering. And you think about having a young quarterback and then already having this offensive coordinator who has head coaching experience. That's always a unique dynamic. That's always a tough thing because in the background, it's always the fact that he may believe that if Hugh gets fired, that he can become the head coach and get his second opportunity to be a head coach in this league.
Bart Scott joining us on the hotline. You can catch him giving all that great analyst work over there on CBS. So I'm someone who doesn't believe that a quarterback's ever really going to be ready until they get out there and they have to see things in full speed. With that said, how do you evaluate Sam Darnold so far through two games?
Well, what I've been most impressed with is his poise. I played with a lot of rookie quarterbacks. Mark Sanchez, everybody know about. Joe Flacco, everybody knows about. But also Kyle Bowler. And, you know, he was a football player that had happy feet, that when things tend to break down around him, you know, they usually revert to their feet and their athleticism. And that's the wrong thing to do, because you have to realize that although athletic quarterbacks with good feet, the guys on the other side of the ball are a lot more athletic, a lot more, you know, skilled than you in trying to become a runner, so to speak. So what I've been most impressed with Sam Darnold is his ability to have a bad play, to step up and stay in the pocket and still deliver the ball down the field. He seemed to correct the mistakes that he had last year in college and trying to force the football into tight spots. He's putting the ball where only his guys can make plays. He had a rookie mistake again last week with a robber coverage. So the safety opened up to the middle of the field. He assumed that it was cover one and that Quincy Enunwa had the inside leverage, which he did because it was cover one, but the safety baited him and came back, and it was the same interception that he threw, I believe, against the Washington Redskins. So he has to learn from those mistakes. The last interception of Pryor, I had no problems with. Pryor has to do a better job getting his head around and flatten out as the defender was on his back and he allowed him to beat him inside to get the football. I attribute that to them not really having a real off season with each other to get that chemistry. I think they'll get that cleaned up. But this game, make no bones about it, is going to come down to what defense can make more plays. You know, the Browns' defense has been outstanding. I love Ward. Garrett seems to have found his NFL footing. He's healthy so far. Greg Williams, we know, is a defensive whisper. With that being said, it's going to be whatever defense steps up and makes that big play or flips the field for his opposing offense.
Bart Scott with us on the hotline. So you mentioned those defenses. Obviously, the Browns have been as opportunistic as it gets, but the offense hasn't been able to do anything with those points. What have you noticed about that Browns offense? And do you think they'll have some trouble with the Jets defense?
Well, I think people don't realize that Tremaine Johnson is a tremendous, outstanding cornerback. He was the number one guy on the market. And you know, whenever you want to have an aggressive defense, you have to have lockdown corners. You know, Greg Williams understands that. Ty Bowles understands that. They address those positions, I feel, in the offseason. But also they have Claiborne, who, when healthy, is a former first-round draft pick for Dallas who can get it done as well. I think the Jets' defense is going to really hurt from not having Marcus May. He's dealing with a foot injury. He's a guy that allows Jamal Adams to be Jamal Adams. And Jamal Adams is a very active safety that spends the majority of his time in the box. But he's very solid in run defense, but also they use him as the overhang defender to try and get penetration and try and create some problems for Tyrod. Tyrod's going to be able to buy some time with his feet, and when the Jets do decide to blitz, he's going to have to make him pay by being accurate down the field. And you know, surprisingly, you know, Tyrod hasn't been extremely accurate on down the field. I'm just thinking about the first game against the Steelers where you know that ball's inside and short, where Tyrod's better than that, and he's been more accurate than that, and you have to think that he'll figure that out because he understands what's at stake as well. If he doesn't get it done, that rookie, number one overall pick, is going to get an opportunity to play just to try and create some energy and some positive, you know, vibes for that offense. You know, it's not panic time, but it's must-win for Tyrod, even though it wasn't his fault. It's been, you know, you guys have been bit by the kicker bug, and I think the Jets have experienced that a little bit here with, you know, Myers missing an extra point. It may come down to that.
What do you think of Myles Garrett?
Well, I think he's an extremely explosive player. I think he has a lot of tools in the toolbox. I'd like to see him be more dominant on the run, but, you know, he's been able to convert from run to pass. He has good hand play. He's able to bend the edge. Yeah, I think he can be a talented player, but it's going to take him continuing to plug up the holes in his game.
Art Scott joining us on the show. So who do you think wins this?
It's going to be a tight game, and it's always tougher, I believe, on the visiting opponent because, like I said, when you look at the record, yeah, you know, we thought that the last week's game was going to be a great game. But it's tough. I think the Cleveland Browns are desperate. I think I give them the slight edge being at home. I think it'd be a close game. But right now I have to give them an advantage to win by three simply because, you know, they're the home team. They're a desperate team as well. The Jets are a young team. I think the expectations are a lot higher for Cleveland than it is for the Jets. The Jets understand right now they're in the process.
Bart, we thank you very much for the time. At Bart Scott 57. All the best to you. Hope to talk to you again soon, friend.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Bart Scott. Again, at Bart Scott 57 on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Like what you heard?
Yeah, I think he knows that Browns defense is for real, and it's just going to be about you know, in a game where I think both offenses are going to be fairly conservative,
yeah.
Who's able to get some damage done against those defensive lines? Because both are going to be really good.
It's still in the back of my head. Jake Crawford said it wasn't a must win. It's not a must win. What are we doing here, then, if it's not a must win?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.